We continue on the Eric Francis Show. My name is Will Nault. He is Eric Francis. And we continue along down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Our second guest of the hour is the director of golf at the Banff Springs, and he is Steve Young. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
How are things out at the Banff Springs Golf Course? As of course, we mentioned it, the sun is shining. Everyone's excited to get back on the course, but things look good out there for the opening of the year.
They do. You know, the course is holding up to its reputation, and guests are coming in. And what's really great is that both staff and guests are embracing this new reality and working with us along that. And just so great to see. It just reminds you how wonderful that golfing community is.
Tell us, Steve, a little bit about that new reality, like just some of the changes. And I you know, speaking to other head pros and directors of golf, you know, they're becoming pretty standard, but every course seems to have a tweak here or there. What can people expect to see different that they wouldn't have seen, say, last year if they played there?
Yeah, great question. As you know, this golf course is married in with one of the most iconic hotels in the world, if not just in Canada, and that's the Banff Springs Hotel. We're also part of a very large international hotel brand in Accor. So we're obviously making sure that what we're doing at the golf course is consistent with what's happening in our resort and throughout the brand. So some of the differences people might find is we are taking temperatures upon arrival. And if your temperature is 100.4 or more, we will give you a second test. But if not, then we'll turn you around. We're also asking, I think, like many courses are, the key questions to make sure that people are not showing with symptoms. Once you get in and you're out, we do have a requirement when you come inside the clubhouse, be it our retail shop or up to the washrooms or down to the water fill station, that you must wear a mask. And the reason we're doing that is the most important thing within the pandemic is social distancing. And when you're inside these buildings, the spaces are more confined and there are opportunities at pinch points to come closer than the 2 meters. So by having the mask on, it does protect both yourself from the other individual and the other individual from you in those chance encounters. So those are a couple of things that aren't necessarily happening everywhere else. The other stuff is fairly standard on the course. We have a thing called the pin caddy to help you use your putter to get the ball out of the hole. There are no rakes. We have covered our benches and removed ball cleaners and things like that. But certainly the temperature and the mask are something that may not be regular everywhere else. But it's just so great to see the guests embracing that and being very comfortable knowing that we're providing a safe environment.
And one cart per person, unless they live in the same household, is that kind of standard? You can have up to four carts in a group?
That's correct. And the other thing, of course, with the advent of the cohort family, it does mean that if you have a cohort family, that they may not be in your household, but they're deemed to be part of that cohort, and they're allowed on too. But for the most part, we have four carts out with every group, except where couples or kids and adults are here.
Okay, now, again, we're talking to Steve Young. He's the director of golf at Banff Springs Golf Course. And, you know, there was some confusion, and that was the main reason why I wanted to have you on, because I knew you were opening today, and I didn't want there to be any barriers for people to say, well, wait a second, we're not welcome in Banff because the mayor has said they don't want visitors to come to Banff. Now, there's an interview, Karen Sorensen, your mayor, last week said, no, we're now open for business. We're welcoming people. Talk a little bit about that. That's no longer a barrier.
Absolutely. So we do reside within a national park. And in fact, the golf course is in the park and not within the town's boundary. But you do have to come through the town to get to the golf course. So Parks Canada, of course, is closed. It is opening up here in the beginning of June. Of course, the Trans-Canada Highway that does travel through past the town of Banff has always been open to enable people to get to Jasper and over into BC. And the town has just opened up today. So certainly we are welcoming people to come in and to enjoy what is available. We are encouraging people to go on the website, Town of Banff website, and just understand what activities are available or shops before they come so they can plan out. They've done an amazing job with the parking, and we have some great new parking by the train station. So people coming in are able to park and walk around and enjoy the place. We are just, of course, asking everybody to social distance, bring a mask for when it might be required, and, of course, sanitizer. But yes, people are being welcomed back. And as we know, this is an international destination. But right now, that international traveler really isn't traveling. So it's a wonderful opportunity, in fact, for Albertans and Canadians to take advantage of a place that otherwise is quite busy and maybe not as easy to get into during the summer months. And really looking forward to having a lot of Albertans come up and enjoy a special place, not only within their province, but within Canada.
And are there still pretty, I know that the surge in golf here in Calgary is one that will extend to the mountains as well right away here. But your tee sheet pretty full for the next little while, or can people easily get tee times moving forward?
Well, as I always say, you know, the prime times tend to get gobbled up, but we certainly have availability during the week, more so than weekends. But if people want to get out, if they contact us or check the website, I do believe they can get out. And so we do encourage that in people to check us and come on up. One thing that is interesting is I think what we'll see is certainly in the phase one and just before phase one when golf started, it was the only game in town, as they say. You want to go to a movie, can't go to a movie, couldn't go out to dinner. So certainly a really big surge at the beginning. I think as we start to see things like tennis and playgrounds and other things start to open up, you know, people will want to explore and try those things again in their new reality. But certainly for golf right now, it's been a wonderful time. And as I said, it's just great welcoming all those golfers back.
And did the course winter well? I mean, it's always questionable up in the mountains. You guys always get a little bit later start, obviously, than Calgary. Pretty good winter for you guys for the greens and everything?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always those areas of damage. It's going to happen, as you say, being in the mountains. But our superintendent, Dan Nolan, and his crew have worked really hard with a reduced staff to make sure for opening day everything's ready. And we're very pleased with it. And the early feedback has been wonderful. So a lot of kudos to those guys and ladies, a lot of ladies this year on our crew who've done a lot of hard work to get ready. And they take a lot of great pride and passion in it. That's wonderful to see. And the results are showing themselves off.
All right,
once again, Steve Young, the director of golf at Banff Springs. Just a few more for you, Steve. I know that maybe you don't have the answers, and I apologize, but I know people are probably wondering, if I go out there for a round of golf, what is the hotel like right now as we sit here today on June 1st?
Yeah, so the hotel has just opened, and of course, we did want to marry our opening to be respectful of the Parks Canada and of the town of Banff. So certainly there's a lot of joint working there to make sure that one didn't go ahead of the others. So we are now open. We're seeing bookings. What's really exciting is as we get going here and people start to know we're open and can start booking, as I said, we're usually used to a lot of international travel and groups and tours, which are not able to sort of do that this year, there is availability for Albertans in that. And so there are some great deals out there in terms of packages and packages with golf. And I encourage everyone to go to fairmont.com/Banff Springs and check those out and really take advantage of an opportunity to consume something within our province that's very iconic and very available to them. Because as well as people not being able to travel here, we know that Canadians and Albertans can't travel abroad. So certainly they have that opportunity to refocus up here and take advantage of a wonderful golf course, wonderful mountain scenery, lots of wildlife. We've had four different bears that are on the course and two wolf packs down the valley and a couple strong coyote families. So, you know, without golfers around, we've really promoted them to come out. Part zoo, part golf course, I'd say right now.
There you go. And then the other thing, too, we're talking about this new reality. What about restaurants and beverage carts and all the likes?
Sure. We made the decision to keep our restaurant closed. You are enabled to open it with 50% occupancy, not for a group. If it's a group, it needs to be 15 people, so your server and 14 more. What we've done is, and I give huge kudos and thanks to Chef Robert Ash, who's the chef here at the resort. He's created this barbecue station with deep fryer. He's got a smoker, and we're creating a wonderful experience down there where you can come up and order that Valbella burger, chicken burger, and sausages, and French fries, poutine. And so it's not just a snack bar on the outside. It's a whole wonderful culinary experience he's created. And, you know, I had to try it. It's part of my job. And I have to say the food down there is absolutely wonderful. And social distancing, the chef's there and he can answer questions and very engaging. So that snack bar is a really great opportunity with some patio seating around and a chance to enjoy the outdoors while you have some wonderful food. So certainly it's not the restaurant, but it is an amazing F&B experience.
I am hungry just hearing about that. Listen, so glad you could join us. Thank you so much. I just wanted to give people a heads up. after June 5th, there's two blocks right in the middle of town in Banff that are going to be closed. They're just going to be for pedestrians all summer long, but that starts June 5th. So if people typically come off the highway and go through the town of Banff to get to your golf course, they're going to have to take a slight detour around, but that's not a problem for people. It'll be well-marked. People will be able to get to the golf course easily and enjoy that great food that you just talked about and enjoy one of the best golf courses in our country, bar none, period, end of stop. So glad you guys are open. Glad you could take some time to kind of get us up to speed on what people can expect, and really hope to see you out there soon, Steve. Thank you so much for your time today.
Eric and Will, thank you very much for having me on. Any questions, people can email, call us. Have a great rest of your show, and we do look forward to having you out here to golf when time permits.